Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. There is a saying, he who has the most toys wins. Well, I must be winning an awful lot right now, but here's the most important thing, the title of the show, Outdoor Gear Organized and Stored Safely. Hey, you could have all this gear, but if you're not taking care of it, it is not going to last. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, I am going to personally start right now with my Tupperware. And people say, he's a Tupperware man? I am the ultimate Tupperware guy. Think about the largest Tupperwares you've seen, and I have no idea if they're 18-gallon, 20-gallon, whatever, these big old ones, and in different colors. And I'm going to talk to you about all my Tupperware first because it is an easy way to organize your gear. So first, let's start it. I've got two, and I'm not going to say what colors they are. I've got two Tupperwares, huge ones, just for kayak gear. Some is for dry bags and seats and et cetera. One is just for PFDs. But when I'm going kayaking, you simply grab those two Tupperwares ready to rock and roll. I've got a Tupperware just for my biking gear. And it's not as large as the other ones. Don't have as much gear. But it is, hey, think about this. It is semi-large, if that's it. I've got one for freshwater fishing. So my spin gear is in here. My fly gear is in here. My reels are inside here. The lures that I use specifically or the flies that I use specifically. And I have them in fanny packs. And I'm going to say, and I've said this on another show before. I thought about this idea like 20, 30 years ago. I'm walking around with a little tackle box, spin fishing, carrying it all over. And I just pick up a big old bag, and it was actually used for hunting. And I wasn't hunting, but I found the bag. And I put my spin gear inside of it, put it in a fanny pack, and off I went into the woods. Never had to carry in my buddies, Dr. Bob and Jimmy Toots and Donnie B. They're all carrying it. And I just got the fanny pack, and I did not market the idea. And I'm letting you know right now, if you got an idea to market, go to it. Because now the world wears fanny packs in the outdoor world, and I would be the multi-millionaire Joey B guy, but I am not. Hey, so anyway, just an idea about that. Now, I have one, going back to the Tupperware, I have one just for fly fishing salt water because some of that gear is much larger. I've got the reels in there. If you know what a stripping basket is as you're stripping the line in waves, etc. So I've got that, the dry bags, which are different dry bags I use, and the fanny packs that go along because I have saltwater fly fishing spin, saltwater fly, saltwater fly fishing and saltwater spin gear. So I've got different fanny packs because once again, the fanny packs are in different colors. You know what you're grabbing. You know what to get. Hey, can you see that organization seems to be an easy thing to do? You know, when you, again, there is so much more I'm going to talk to you besides Tupperware today. Some of you are going to go, well, honey, I'm going Tupperware shopping today. Well, yeah, you probably will, but let's get back. I've got one Tupperware just for my winter gear, meaning my gloves, my hats, my socks, my long johns, because I have different socks for hey, I've got warm weather socks. I've got socks that are fall socks, you know, spring socks. I've got summer socks, but I also have my winter layered socks. All of that is in one Tupperware, easy to find. My backpacking gear. So I've got a huge Tupperware with my stoves, my water filters, cookware, et cetera. And that list just goes on and on and on and on. And I also have a loose shelf. I'm going to come back to some more Tupperware in a minute. But the loose shelf has my things that I use often. My vast array of water bottles, BPA water bottles. We spoke about that. Compasses, knives, lanterns. Some of my smaller binoculars are there. So that is on the loose shelf. I have another shelf that I call my first responder shelf. That is, hey, We got some serious storms around here, huge trees. I already discussed 150-year-old tree came down and crushed my house in half. I had a drive-through house for about a year or so until they were able to rebuild it. But in that first responder shelf, I've got my battery-operated radio, lanterns, flashlights, first aid gear, and many batteries, because all these different things take different size batteries. And then I have candles as well. And again, you're using some type of candle. I have candle lanterns. You're using them. Please be responsible once you have fire there. Now, I have a backpack that is in my truck all the time. And it is just first aid gear that's there. And because of that, I need to check it from time to time, make sure everything is up. Sometimes you use it, you got to replace it. I have it on the road because, hey, we film on the road, and then, hey, we play hard on the road with kayaks and paddleboards and lions and tigers and bears, wherever we're going. And the thing I just added, 2 weeks ago, I just did a show on ticks and tick removal, and I ordered tick spoons, one of the later things that are out there that you go to a hospital, they're using tick spoons. So I bought tick spoons for everyone, no wife in the family, and I put one into there so it's there. I also have a miscellaneous shelf for large stuff. Like I've got the large cooking pot. If we're going to have chili out in the wild and I'm going to have 87 of my friends out there, well, we need the big old pots. I've got ropes in there. I got the foam carry for the kayaks. I don't use foam pads because I have the kayak racks on my truck. But sometimes if somebody's borrowing some of my gear, I say, hey, wait, here. Just take this for canoes, take this for kayaks, bang, you got it. On that large shelf, I've got a huge, huge dry bag. Used to use it as a food bag in some of my research, and I replaced those as time has gone on, and I actually have a lot of Native American games that I play to teach people about senses. Sometimes I am with schools, assemblies type of things. I'm leading them on outdoor excursions. I'll take that Native American games bag with me. I also have a Tupperware, because I told you to get back to Tupperware, just for all of my tie-down straps. And my tie-down straps happen to be in different colors for different lengths. So I know exactly what to grab and when to go. Hey, so there are Tupperware for everything. I'm also going to let you know that you need to be safe. Some of you, and I'll get into the backpacking a little bit, some of you that are saving gas canisters for white gas for your stoves, etc. You need to be very careful in how you safely store these and making sure they're away from your heating units, your boiling units, this and that. So you need to be very, very careful with that. Now, I've got dry bags, and I have dry bags of every size from the smallest that I put my keys inside of it, especially when obviously and I'm heading into the water, to the largest where I could put a small, cow. I'm joking. Oh, but I was trying to think of something. I have the largest bags. And by the way, dry bags are not very expensive and they are well worth it. Because some of you are saying, well, I'll just use it in my canoe, my kayak, or my boat. Well, if you're heading out and it may be raining one day and you have your day pack on your backpack, it is worth it to actually have a lot of your gear or all of your gear stored in dry bags inside the backpack. Now let's go to the buckets and what do I do with them? I found these 10-gallon buckets. Don't know where they came. I came across them. I wish I did. I probably would market those. And I've got one bucket just for all my kayak paddles. Again, you know, your kayak paddles, you break them in half. Not literally break them. They come apart. Got them in there. My paddleboard paddles, because they're so large, don't fit in it, but I have them on a sleeve right next to it. Canoe paddle inside of there as well. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dogs. 6 natural great flavors. Go to barkerstownbrew.com. So now going back to the buckets. Now, I've got one bucket that is just has my spin rods, my bait casting rods, and my salmon rod inside of it. Because you want to just, it's almost like, and for those of you that fish a lot, and fishing, especially fly fishing, but all fishing is my passion, just my love in the outdoors, and I am a catch and release guy with all that I do. Well, I'm going to let you know that it's just like you want to make sure that you've got the right rod, they're safe. So inside that bucket, every rod is in its own separate case. So once again, by color, you could figure out exactly what is there. And since I am the big fly fisherman, I have another big bucket just with my fly rods in cases, in separate colors, whether they're salt rods, freshwater rods, whatever, they're all there. Now, I have one-piece rods. So some of you that have the larger rods, medium or large rods, for saltwater or you're doing some heavy water, freshwater fishing, well, I actually have next to all of my rods, there's shelving there, and I have a lean-to I built next to it that is only for my rods, and they are leaned in there, and they have their own little covers, and you can get these covers. It costs like $4 or $5 just for a color cover for the rod itself, and I just lean them there. Many of those, actually, because they are large bait-casting reels, saltwater reels, I actually will keep the reels attached to them. That's the only ones that are ever attached to them. So they're all there, and I keep them, and where they are put is out of harm's way. You don't want to have to trip on them. You don't want to have to break any of them. So they're there. Now, going to storing safely my kayaks, paddle boards, the canoe is at another home. I have in the garage, I have my own racks that I built just for them. I also created a pulley system because I have one huge Carolina 14-foot, I think it's 14.6, kayak, and it's got the, I'm babbling because I'm so excited about it when I'm thinking about it. It's got the rudder on it. I created a basket for the back, just like the saltwater baskets, and I've got this. So on the pulley system, it's actually on the ceiling of my garage. Now, let's go to, and again, it's not this fishing show, but I'm going to, because you're going to see specifically what I have, but I have two important fishing things to speak about right now. I have two pairs of wader boots, because if you don't know this, when you walk into water, especially if you happen to have some type of felt on the bottom, the felt can actually, because it's going to get wet, obviously, can pick up algae, and you could transport algae from one river to another river, and you could create, and we've actually had, and there's one algae called rock snot. What a beautiful name for it. And what's happening is people have it in the, inside their boots, and then they're going with the boots still wet, maybe the next day, could even the same day, and you're going to a different river, and now all of a sudden you've transported an invasive species from one place to the other. So I'm going to let you know that having two pairs of boots, one is drying out while you are wearing the other one, and I like absolutely do this all the time. Now, if you've gone fishing, and I'm going to talk to you about all gear letting it dry out. I have two pairs of waders. I have chest waders. I have waist waders, and I just love the waist waders. I rarely use the chest waders anymore for that reason, and you must hang them out. You've got to let them dry. That is key. Do not put any gear away damp. So you've gone camping, and it was just spritzing out a little bit. Well, I'm going to let you know that you need to pitch it and let it dry. And hey, if it means waiting an extra day in your backyard and pitching it in your garage, where, hey, if your great room like mine is large enough, pitch it there. But don't let kids play inside of it while it's drying. Sleeping bags included. And I do remember this. I am doing research on grizzly bears, top of the Rockies, and it is typhooning out. And it rained. No, I'm no joke. We are pitched out, nailed in on rock. We're above tree line. Typhooning storm that lasted probably the longest I've been in a typhoon storm in a tent for probably about 24, 26 hours. My waterproof tent is no longer waterproof because I just got in this deluge. There was a river, no joke, a river running under my tent, soggy sleeping bag. Well, when the storm was over, we actually had to hang everything out, sleeping bags, etc. And we did not go on until everything was dried out because, hey, the next night we needed to use them and being organized and stored safely away. Now, going back, I have a shelf that is just for my backpacks. And in order, I've got my external frame backpack, my internal frame backpack. I've got a two-day pack, and then I've got a day pack. So I'm letting you know that they're all lined up, ready to use, organized that way. They are also always put away dry. So you don't want any moisture at all near it. That will, because again, this title of the show talks about organized and stored safely. Well, we want our gear to last for a long time, and dampness and it could bring mold as well, we make sure that there is none of it stored safely. Now, my snowshoes. Every pair of snowshoes, and I have many of them, different sizes, men's, women's, children's, all have their own snowshoe bag. The poles actually attach on the outside, and they are lined up and organized. And I, once again, come back from a snowshoeing trip. Well, all the shoes stay in the garage until I absolutely know that they're dry. The bags are there being hung up. And then, actually, I hang most of them from that kayak I told you that was hanging from the ceiling. And I hang it up, dry them out, then they get stored away. For the snow, I've got two toboggans. I've got the large 8-man. Yahoo, that is so much fun. And the smaller 3-man. And by the way, when I say 8-man, 3-man, that includes 8 women, 3 women, many women, men and women, and children. And then for Gabby and I, we've got my Big Red. Big Red's this huge, looks like a fake toboggan-y type of thing, piece of plastic that we could just throw it in a truck and go and get on a hill anywhere, zip, gone, back, dry it out. But I also, because the toboggans also have these nice cushiony pads, once again, gets dried before it gets stored. All my lure making gear, I have them in my workshop. I'm like little Santa. I've got my workshop. Hey, Dad has taught me so much about how to take care of tools, etc., how to use tools. And now when I'm creating some fishing lures, everything has these small little, I'm going to tell you, they are Tupperware cases, but they're not truly Tupperware. You can buy them in hobby stores, and I have everything stored neatly marked very, so that's it. Now, my animal bag, I don't keep animals in it. It's the calls for all the different animals that I use, and from turkeys to elk to you name it. And especially when I am on stage or doing assemblies, and it's funny, it doesn't matter whether they're adults or kids, they're absolutely loving what I'm doing. Hey, I do some of the calls with my voice itself, my throat calls. But I am also letting you know that the animal bags, so I have that bag on one of the shelves that is there. Now, I have a shelf in the garage just for footwear. Once again, done, dried, put on the shelf. I've got my snow boots that are 400 grain, and I use these most of the time, whether I'm snowshoeing, tobogganing, hey, snow plowing, whatever. I also have slip-on 400 grains. That, yeah, you're just walking around the house, you're outside, bang, very good. I've got my 800 grain outdoor big-time boots that if I really need, because if you don't know this, the grain happens to be talking about thin slate and how much warmth is inside there. And 400 is great. 800 if I happen to be in some heavy-duty outdoor gear stuff. And then I've got my mid-cut hiking boots, my low-cut, my mountaineering boots that if I'm out doing research in the top of the Rockies, all of those are there. On there also for biking, and I'm biking in Adidas Sambas. I use the Samba Ks. They are actually for, you know, coaches, indoor soccer, that type of thing, but they are great biking shoes, and I mentioned this on another show because a lot of times I'll be biking and get into a town, and then if you have the cloppy cycling shoes on, they don't bend at all. Walking through town is a little difficult, so I actually use the Sambas in there. On those shelves, I've got my water shoes, my Teva sandals, so flip-flops that I could change quickly into. My old hiking boots become my gardening boots, so I throw them. I shouldn't say throw them, but I place them in there. My running shoes, I use those for whether I'm running or walking, because guess what? Some days I go out for a walk because I want to go out and solve the world's problems. And typically what I do is I just go out and I've got this, you know, thoughts in my mind, whether it's about business or play or whatever. I just want to work things out. And let's go out for a nice long walk, so they are there as well. In my truck, I always have an extra pair of good flip-flop sandals inside there, because many times you're done with an adventure somewhere and you just want to change and get yourself out of something you've been wearing all day long. So I've got those there. Now, as far as coolers are concerned, I've got the small cooler because I'm just going on a short trip somewhere, bang. The medium cooler, and it's a Coleman, and it's a, sort of like this upright medium, and I love it. It fits so much food. You know, Inspector Dave and I are going out to film somewhere, whatever it is. Matter of fact, tomorrow I'll be on a horse farm filming. And it's just me, but I'll grab the cooler and I'll bring lots of food, lots of snacks. My extra waters are inside there, and I've got that. I've got the huge coolers because, hey, if we're going to have a party in the backyard out by the fire pit, well, we're going to use that one. I also have a huge horse trough that I use for parties because never used for horses, by the way. It's only used for human consumption. But with that being said, you can store lots of different beverages inside there. And then I purchased last year from Engel, and I typically don't give many brands out, but it was worthwhile. It's a small, I'll call it the medium-sized cooler that has four rod holders on it because it's a cooler and it's watertight, you can store gear in there as well. And I purposely bought it to put on my paddleboard. And I only got to use it one time last year, but it was amazing because I stored so much gear in there, obviously stored some extra water and snacks inside there. And when I wanted to take a break from paddleboarding, I was on a 3,000-acre piece of water, I could just sit down and relax on the cooler made for that as well. So there. So today I've talked to you about how you can store your gear correctly and when you're storing it. So I'm saying right now, you're now done with an adventure. You have the ability now to check all of your gear. Did your tent get a tear? So besides storing it and making sure it's dry and all the things I spoke about, check your gear to make sure it's safe so it's fit for your next adventure. Hey, this is my world. Hopefully these days and this show is showing you how to be more organized and safe for your next adventure. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.